In the other tale, Miss King, on her first day in a new job, walked into a kitchen full of men. Her boss said, "Hey, Michelle, there are dishes in the sink. You're a woman, so, you know, wash them." His colleagues laughed. When she protested, she was told to learn to take a joke. Bullying disguised as humour is still bullying, and women are expected to put up with it. They must also tolerate different dress standards. Boris Johnson, Britain's Prime Minister, often messes up his hair before public appearances to maintain his lovable buffoon image. Dominic Cummings, his adviser, dresses scruffily, which suits his persona as the eccentric genius. It is hard to imagine any woman reaching a position of political power while adopting a similar style. Sometimes the excuse for the lack of female progress in certain professions is that women and men naturally choose to pursue different career paths. Yet those outcomes may simply be the result of formal or informal barriers against female success. At the end of the 19th century, when only 4 to 5% of American doctors were women, some men no doubt put this down to a lack of aptitude. Many medical schools, perhaps sharing that preconception, did not admit female candidates. Harvard's began accepting women only after the Second World War. In Britain, women were not allowed to become practicing lawyers until they were admitted to the Law Society in 1922. In both professions, the playing field was eventually levelled. The result? In 2017, more women were admitted to American medical schools than men for the first time. By 2018, half of British solicitors were female. Another common argument is that it makes sense for married people to specialise, with the man taking on higher paid employment and the woman doing more of the chores. It is equally dubious. One study, for instance, found that husbands who earn less than their wives do even less housework than those who earn more. Many of the arguments that women's lack of progress is down to aptitude or choice look like a convenient fiction for men, who do rather well out of the bargain. Women who end up doing most of the chores, as well as working long hours, get a raw deal. It is not them who need to change, it is the attitudes of men.